is under attack. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream
right now at Infowars.com/show.
So the relentless tirade of sanctimonious anti-Trump virtue signaling, with mega-rich, out-of-touch celebrities desperately trying to outdo each other with tawdry woke diatribes. Didn't see that one coming. I mean, how brave must you need to be to get up in front of a self-satisfied circle jerk that already agrees with everything you say and regurgitate the same glib mantra that they're about to regurgitate 5 minutes later? So stunning. So brave. The general public aren't even allowed into this ass-kissing contest. Yet you've got the gall to get up there and claim you speak for the little people. Give me a break. Hashtag MeToo slacktivists didn't waste an opportunity to lecture us about the objectification of women.
We come in peace, but we mean business.
While girls with little more than paint covering their tits jiggled around on stage, while the audience whooped and hollered for Hillary Clinton.
One reason why he liked to eat at McDonald's. Nobody knew he was coming.
A woman who publicly attacked and privately intimidated actual rape victims.
Hillary led the effort to disparage her husband's woman accusers who were dismissed as bimbo eruptions.
Hollywood's so upset about harassment of women it invited a serial enabler of it to read a book at the Grammys. Hillary reading a fake book at the Grammys versus Trump reading a presidential speech at the State of the Union. Great consolation prize, Hillary. But hey, at least Grammy nominee Big Sean was in attendance, another noted poster child for the movement against the sexual abuse of women. Oh no, my bad, he's the guy who worked with Eminem on a song about raping Ann Coulter. He's the guy who was arrested for sexually abusing a 17-year-old girl. Maybe Big Sean should take tips from that other Me Too icon, Grammy winner Kendrick Lamar, whose most recent album honors women by referring to them as rats, hoes and bitches. Not to be outdone, fellow Grammy nominee Rick Ross likes to rap about date rape, but the award for ardent Me Too male feminist has to go to Grammy nominee Tyler, the Creator, who in his song Troncat advises his fans to, quote, rape a pregnant bitch. I mean, maybe Harvey Weinstein can return to public life as a hip-hop artist. The Grammys would love him. Lord wore a quote by a feminist author saying our times are intolerable and calling on people to overthrow the oppressors. So I guess she must have been talking about Iran, where actual oppressors are imprisoning actual feminists for standing up for actual women's rights. No. She was whining about not being asked to perform at the Grammys. Well, cry me a river. While Lord was praised for her vacuous platitude, Joy Villa's message of, hey, why don't we protect females by not killing them in the womb, didn't go down so well. Pretty bad weekend for Jay-Z, 8 nominations and 0 awards. He also got roasted by Trump, who reminded him that black unemployment was at a record low. Oh, but money doesn't matter according to Jay-Z.
It's not about money at the end of the day.
Except if you're selling crack cocaine to black people, then bragging about how it gave you great business acumen years later. But Jay-Z really cares about African Americans. He also really cares about women, which I presume is why he was nominated for 8 Grammys. Jay-Z is all about the Me Too movement. After all, this is the same guy who gave us the immortal feminist line, you know I thug 'em, f*** 'em, love 'em, leave 'em, cause I don't f***ing need 'em. I mean, Jay-Z cares so much about women. He cheats on his wife, the mother of his 2 daughters, perfect role model. Now, the resistance is set to stage another public temper tantrum with the George Soros-sponsored People's State of the Union. At this point, what exactly are you resisting?
This is classic Trump derangement syndrome. This is, they still cannot get past the fact that they lost an election that happened over a year ago. And what I would like to know is, what are we resisting now? Are we resisting the elimination of ISIS? Are we resisting this booming Trump economy where unemployment rate for women is now at an 18-year low, where the unemployment rate for African Americans is the lowest that it's ever been documented? Are we resisting that 270 companies have now announced that they are going to give back to their employees raises and bonuses and put more money in their 401ks since the Trump tax cuts have taken effect. What are we resisting?
Then we had to endure the spectacle of James Corden apologizing
for being
white.
Okay, the full Paul Joseph Watson video is on the Alex Jones channel. And on the other side of this break, I'm going to tell you why Hollywood is doing these stunts to distract you from the State of the Union tonight. The secret on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe has been removed from the Bureau just one day after the FBI chief read the secret FISA memo. McCabe's roles in both the Clinton email investigation and Russia probe came into question after it was reported last week that he is named in the four-page memo alleging shocking revelations of collusion and corruption. McCabe's removal comes the day after acting FBI Director Christopher Wray read the FISA memo on Capitol Hill and on the day the House votes on its release. Though McCabe is set to retire sometime in March, the timing of this development is pretty peculiar. One source said McCabe was exercising his retirement eligibility and characterized his decision as stepping aside. And McCabe was even taunted on Twitter by President Trump after news of his retirement broke in December. Trump tweeted, "FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe is racing the clock to retire with full benefits. 90 days to go." Leanne McAdoo, Infowars.com.
This is the War Room.
Here we are, the 30th of January, a Tuesday. And we are all set for Trump's first State of the Union address tonight. InfoWars will have live coverage with you through, well, I think through midnight even. I'm not even sure how long we're going to go tonight until our hearts are content. And we'll be giving you live coverage of the State of the Union without interruption, no commercial break. And then we'll be taking your calls right through the night. Your reactions to the State of the Union and what you thought about the speech. Now, today on the War Room, I also want to take your calls later on in the first hour and in the second hour. What is your current State of the Union? What is you, the listener? What is you, the American, the patriot? What is your current State of the Union? What do you think about the current State of the Union? That is the question that I pose the audience today. So we'll be opening up the phone lines later in the first hour. And then in the second hour, and I want to get to all these clips though, because you've got the Democrats in Hollywood trying to have these stunts, like the fake State of the Union address with Michael Moore, and then Maxine Waters' rebuttal to the State of the Union after Trump's tonight. And the reason why they're doing this is because they want to distract from the real State of the Union address. Just like Adam Schiff writes a fake memo to try to hold hostage the real memo and then distract from the real memo and then use the fake memo as a talking point, they're doing that exact same strategy with the State of the Union. So they have these fake State of the Unions with Hollywood, with the Democrats, and then they try to distract the attention from the real State of the Union. And then they make a talking point out of it like, hey, look at Hollywood. Look at the Democrats. But why? Why would they do that? And the answer is obvious. Well, why would they want to distract from the memo? Because the memo is going to be very damning of the Obama administration, the James Comey FBI, and the Clinton Foundation Crime Syndicate. So they want to distract from that by making a fake memo. Who knows what's in it at this point? I mean, really? Are they going to have another fake document claiming that Trump colluded with Russia? Did you see how the Russian dossier went for you? Are you really going to attempt to do that again? But that's what they're threatening. Oh, the Democrats have a memo now. And then Ted Lieu and Eric Swalwell and all the Democrats go on Twitter, how dare the Republicans not want to release our memo? We have a mountain of evidence, a mountain of Russian collusion with Trump. Really? Really? And somehow magically that didn't leak for the last 2 years, unlike everything else that's supposed to make Trump look bad, including fake books. Oh, we've got the evidence, but the Republicans won't release the memo. Oh, so you're telling me that you're going to use the same tactic you used with the Russian dossier that has blown up in your face and is probably about to land some of you in jail? Please, Democrats, please do that. Oh, please, I'm begging you, please release the Democrat memo that is claiming to have a mountain of evidence with Trump-Russia collusion. Oh, I am just waiting for that mountain. Oh, it's such a big mountain. An anthill is more like it. So, but please, double down on what you already did with the Russian dossier, a fake dossier, to get a fake FISA warrant to illegally spy on Trump's campaign. Please, I'm begging you, Adam Schiff. I'm begging you, Ted Lieu. I'm begging you, Eric Swalwell. Please release that Democrat memo. Oh, I can't wait to see that mountain of evidence that you have on that Democrat memo. Oh, yeah. Oh, you'll release it. And then it'll blow up in your face again. Because that's the desperation mode that the Democrats are in right now, folks. But why? But why the distraction? Why the desperation? You see, they made a fake memo because they don't want you to see the real memo. They're doing fake State of the Union addresses because they don't want you to see the real State of the Union address. Oh, what's going to happen in the State of the Union tonight? President Trump is going to quote the jobs growth numbers. He's going to quote all the manufacturing jobs that are coming back, all the repatriation dollars, all the billions and billions of investment dollars. Oh, yeah, how the stock market keeps hitting records, the tax cuts. Oh, and you don't want to know about that because you hate Trump. So Hollywood is going to distract from Trump's State of the Union and give their own fake State of the Union, where Michael Moore proves once again that conservatives are better looking than liberals and that liberals are racist. Some fat slob in a baseball cap gets up and gives a speech on white male privilege, a fat white male slob. There he is, Jabba the Hutt. Coming up next in the Hollywood State of the Union, Jabba the Hutt in a San Francisco ball cap. Wow, how riveting. And then Mad Maxine Waters is going to go on BET. Oh, how brilliant. We're going to say Trump is unfit. We're going to say Trump is mentally ill. And then we're going to put the most mentally deranged, Looney Tunes looking character on the set to give a fake State of the Union speech. Wow. I mean, I am just amazed at how the Democrats aren't succeeding right now. I am just amazed at how they don't have a candidate that could possibly compete for the 2020 election. I am just floored that they couldn't get Hillary Clinton in. This is incredible. The same people that say Trump is mentally unfit are about to present to you Mad Maxine Waters to give a fake State of the Union address. There she is. Mad Maxine. Oh, she's mad, all right. What wig do you think she'll wear tonight? Hopefully it's freshly powdered. Her James Brown wig. Oh, she'll look wonderful. Oh, everyone is waiting to hear Maxine Waters. Oh, we're waiting, all right. It's going to be quite the comedy routine. So here's the truth of the matter. They don't want you to know about the Nunes memo. They don't want you to think about the Nunes memo. They don't want you to read the Nunes memo. So they lie about it. They say it's Republican talking points. And then in their panic mode, they make a fake memo that they're now once again claiming they have evidence of Russian collusion. Wow. So that's what they're going to do. So they'll double down on that. Triple down. Quadruple down. I mean, this is, how many times can you strike out in a ball game? I think the platinum sombrero is four times. If you strike out three times in a baseball game, you get the golden sombrero. Four times is the platinum sombrero. These guys are on like, I don't even know, some like extraterrestrial element sombrero. I mean, it's just keep striking out on this Russia thing. Oh, the mountain of evidence that you have in your fake memo. So they want to distract from the real memo that's going to show the corruption in the Obama administration, show how lawless the Obama administration was, show how the DOJ and the FBI were colluding against the Republic, against an election of Donald Trump, and then against Donald Trump when he was president. And then using the same tactic, they're going to try to distract you from the real state of the union that's just going to be absolute truth about how the American economy is just blasting off. The jobs are back. The money's back. Repatriation. Investment is back. Manufacturing is back. Stock market's up. Taxes are down. They don't want you to hear that. They want you to have Michael Moore telling you that white male privilege is the biggest problem in America. They want you to listen to Maxine Waters probably saying the exact same thing, just struggling to get it out because she's mentally ill. That's what they want you to watch. But no, America wants to see President Trump, and that's why we're bringing live coverage of the State of the Union tonight at Infowars.com/show. We're going to be with you all through the night, including the Maxine Waters rebuttal. It's Trump's first State of the Union. Live coverage tonight at Infowars.com/show. Nowhere else is going to bring you the truth.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWars.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free Press needs your help, Frank. InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health, and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The War Room.
Infowars.com/show.
This is actually amazing what's happening right now. The Democrat Party is now trying everything they can to save Obama's legacy. I can't tell you. I was just tuning into Fox News here. Steny Hoyer is being interviewed, but this has been going on all day. These Democrats have been going on media because the whole thing is Trump's going to address the economy tonight in his State of the Union. So these Democrats go on media. I think we got a clip of Nancy Pelosi saying it too. It's like, oh, but look at what Trump's tax plan has done to the deficit. Look at what Trump's tax plan has done to the debt. And you're just sitting here, you're saying, wait a second. Barack Obama just doubled the national debt. But when did Barack Obama, he lied. He said he would cut the deficit, cut the debt. He did the exact opposite. And then they get called out on it on TV and they're all like, well, it was different. Obama inherited. Yeah. It's like, well, look at what Trump inherited. He inherited the first president that ever doubled the national debt. So, but then this story is handed to me during the break. Obama's presidential library ripped as ugly waste of taxpayer resources. So Obama took a nice park that was already in Chicago and basically turned it into his own self-gratification museum, a library without any books, Mecca West. But it's funny because now the people of Chicago are complaining about it. But what's even more funny is that Obama, see, this is the most amazing thing. Obama was such a hero to these poor, soul-sucked, brainwashed zombies. Barack and Michelle Obama were literally like heroes to a lot of people. They're about to be exposed as absolute traitors. They're about to be exposed as absolute lawless, phony, perhaps even criminals. And what are you going to do when you realize your hero, Barack Obama, was a total fraud? Same with Michelle. What are you going to do with the Obama library when this memo gets leaked and it shows you how lawless President Obama was? There's Mecca West. Come to Mecca West, Obama's library. Anyway, Democrats are in panic. Nancy Pelosi, she doesn't even know where she is. I mean, this woman, this is really sad though, because they keep putting her out there. She literally has a brain that can't even function at half its capacity. I mean, clearly having some sort of either problems with Alzheimer's or dementia, maybe both. So here's Nancy Pelosi, just like the college liberals that Campus Reform interviewed, already disapproving of Trump's State of the Union address.
When the president comes to make the State of the Union address, he will try to characterize his initiatives as something positive. But 2017 was a very bad year for the American people because of the failure on the part of the Republicans in Congress.
Oh, I'll pause it right there. See, and this is what I'm saying, though. Oh, yeah, you look real good, Nancy. Looking great. Really looking good, Nancy. People actually had a great year. I mean, they just totally live in delusion land. Just like Nancy Pelosi says, $1,000 is breadcrumbs. Well, for a lot of people, it's not. But they don't live in reality. They live in their own la-la land. There's Nancy Pelosi up in the clouds. Let's go back to Pelosi.
I give them an F. The Republican tax scam has trouble in store for America's
tax
families.
Tax scam. Pause it right there. We're going to have this woman, clearly a hypocrite on Obamacare, too. Somehow Trump's tax plan, tax cuts, is a tax scam. This is the same woman that pushed for Obamacare, one of the biggest tax scams ever. Ever. They lied about the whole thing. They lied about keep your doctor. They lied about lowering prices. They lied about paying fines. Just lied about the whole thing. And then here she is. Trump's tax plan was a tax scam. Camera's over there, Nancy. Go back to Pelosi.
At the top 1%, 86 million middle-class families will pay more taxes.
I shouldn't be making fun of a woman that has dementia.
For them. But the worst part is the nearly $2 trillion that they've added to the
national
debt.
And pause it right there.
Oh my gosh! They've added $2 trillion to the national debt! Nancy Pelosi, where have you been for the last 8 years? What? Oh, hi, I'm Nancy Pelosi. $2 trillion is bad for the debt. Yeah, you know Obama doubled the debt? $2 trillion is bad for the debt. Eee, go back to Pelosi.
Our children's future in order to give tax breaks to the rich and to corporate America. President Trump, I give an F- because he had more opportunities.
An F-minus, that's not even a real grade. So we're making up grades now.
Things that didn't happen.
An F-minus.
That happened that he had nothing to do with. Expect that he will misrepresent the facts when it comes to infrastructure, immigration, intelligence, you name it. Things that begin with an I, things that don't. I'm not optimistic. I'm forever hopeful.
Hold on, pause it right there. We're all, is she talking about iPhones? Is she talking about immigration? Is she talking about illegal immigration? Is she talking about igloos? I don't know what she's talking about here. All right, let's go back to Nancy.
Springs from the fact that so many more people are mobilized, organized, wanting to take responsibility, seeing the urgency. People know that they have to vote, and when you vote, you win. So upward and onward. We don't agonize, we organize.
Riveting stuff from Nancy Pelosi. Wow. Now let's go to Nancy Pelosi talking about the Dennis Nunes memo.
Why would they put it at the mercy of Dennis Nunes, who doesn't even read the memo, and say the American people should see it?
The
DOJ is only one part of the intelligence community. Hmm. The intelligence community is vast. It's the CIA, the DNA, DNI, the National Defense. Everybody has their element.
Whoa. We got to roll that one again, guys. Whoa. Nancy Pelosi. First of all, who is Dennis Nunes? Does anyone know who Dennis Nunes is? Looking for a Dennis Nunes? Also, we're looking for President Bush. Is President Bush around? Hi, I'm Nancy Pelosi. I'm looking for President Bush and Dennis Nunes. And then, oh man, I feel bad. The DNI, the NIA, the ABC, the PBS, what? Just roll this one more time. Here's Nancy Pelosi. This is their strongest person against Trump, Nancy Pelosi.
And say the American people should see it.
The
DOJ is only one part of the intelligence community. Hmm. The intelligence community is vast. It's the CIA, the DNA, DNI.
The DNA.
Everybody has
all right, pause it again. Hold on. I just want to hear Dennis Nunes one more time. Can I just get Dennis?
Why would they put it at the mercy of Dennis Nunes, who doesn't even read a memo and say the American people
Dennis.
Should see it?
All right, let's go to clip five. And then Pelosi, she's so filled with hatred and rage, she turns on her very own Chris Cuomo.
Christopher Wray got the director of the FBI, obviously, recently selected by President Trump. He got the memo. He could have come out and said, this is reckless, don't release it.
Let me just say this with all due respect. You really don't know what you're talking about right now.
Ooh.
But okay. Did Christopher Wray look at it or no?
I can't say whether he did or
that
not.
That comes from the woman that just said Dennis Nunes and DNA. Now let's go to clip six. Again, this just shows you how big of a hypocrite Nancy Pelosi really is.
A false premise that the chairman hasn't even read, and then to put it out there.
I give you that he has. If he hasn't read it, that's a problem. We'll take that up with
this. But how can you decide if you haven't read it that it should be revealed to the American people?
Fair point.
8 years earlier.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
Oh, but you don't want the memo released because it's going to show how lawless Obama was.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Proper
proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. Optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
He's pounded down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say?
Oh, you want to know who's loaded up all right? Nancy Pelosi. She's loaded. That's for sure. Well, I don't know about you, but I really enjoyed that Nancy Pelosi breakdown. I mean, that it's sad, but I mean, if she wants to get in the ring, okay, well, then she's fair game to me. And we got a ton more clips that the crew has acquired for me. I mean, just tons of clips we're going to get to in the final segments of this hour here, talking about the memo, talking about McCabe's removal. And, of course, this is all leading up to the State of the Union address tonight. InfoWars will have live coverage through the night at InfoWars.com/show. You're not going to want to miss it. Commercial-free, interruption-free. And then we'll be taking your calls, which is what I will be doing in the second hour and perhaps even into the third hour, probably most likely into the third hour of today's broadcast. We will have the re-debuting of the Twilight Zone video as well, but I'm going to open up the phone lines and it's going to say, what is your State of the Union? You, the American patriot, you, the American citizen, what is your current State of the Union? But folks, this is all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. I can't tell you how excited Alex Jones is to launch things to the next level, where he's coming up to me almost every day now. He's like, are you seeing the new studios? Are you seeing the new studios? We're getting the new satellites. We're going on TV. We're doing it. We're doing it. And it's all because of you at InfoWarsStore.com. So just know when you go to InfoWarsTour.com and you support us, you are putting the wind in Alex's sails. You are getting him fired up to launch to the next level. And we've got specials going on right now. You've got 53% off Cellforce right now, which is going to be the final run of Cellforce before we introduce DNA Force Plus, which will be the advanced line of Cellforce, the advanced line of DNA Force to DNA Force Plus. So right now, 53% off the powerful Cellforce while supplies last on this final run of Cellforce. So 53% off Cellforce, the perfect time to get the final run of that powerful formula before we come out with the next level formula, DNA Force Plus. Of course, you have other specials at InfoWarsStore.com right now, like 50% off Pollen Block. You've got 50% off the Real Red Pill. And then you've got $50 off Alexa Pure Breeze. I'm having a lot of friends and family ask me about Alexa Pure Breeze right now because of all of the sickness going around and the illness. And they're calling it the flu, but it's really not the flu, because when they actually do the studies here, they find out that most of these influenza diagnoses are actually not even influenza. They don't know what it is. So more people are trying to filter their air in their homes to try to protect themselves, protect their family. So $50 off the Alexa Pure Breeze right now. That is a great value. I have one myself. I know that pretty much everyone here at the InfoWars crew has one. It's just great. You can really notice the difference. And again, you sneeze, or if you have an animal and let's say your animal, does something that they shouldn't be doing, and then all of a sudden the thing kicks on. So it immediately kicks on as soon as it notices any toxins in the air. $50 off Alexa Pure Breeze. All kinds of specials at InfoWarsStore.com. Help us launch to the next level, which includes more live coverage, which we will be having tonight for Trump's first State of the Union address. Okay. Let's get to some of these video clips. Another patriot that has emerged from this Congress is Jim Jordan, and he goes on CNN with Chris Cuomo last night, who also had Nancy Pelosi have that mental fumble on air, if you will. But here's Jim Jordan, a man who actually has his wits about him, going on CNN and talking about the bias against Trump that they discovered in the text messages.
Made. I do think the memo will speak for itself. Plus, I know all the other context. I know the text messages between Strzok and Page. Look, we knew before the text messages come out, we suspected the fix was in on the Clinton investigation. Now that the Strzok-Page text messages have come out, we know the fix was in on the Clinton.
How do you know that?
Because what did he said? He said Trump is awful. Clinton should win $100 million
yeah,
to zero.
He said he didn't like Trump.
Yeah, well,
just like certain of the agents didn't like Clinton.
It went a lot more than they didn't like Trump. It was animus against Trump. It was the most extreme bias I've ever seen.
But people those have same, opinions.
But here's how you know the fix was in.
See, pause right there. Here's the CNN host Chris Cuomo. Quick to rush to the judgment here, and this is the amazing thing too. It's just like how they put Hillary Clinton out there at the Grammys. And just like they do these videos of Hillary Clinton saying, resist my bitches, or whatever it is she says. Folks, nobody likes Hillary Clinton anymore. People are done with Hillary Clinton. They're sick of Hillary Clinton. They'd be better off throwing Hillary Clinton overboard and out the river to try to get them off their backs. But they keep bringing her back. I mean, how much power does this witch actually have where she's completely worthless politically, but they still stick up for her? They still force her out there. Man, she must have some serious blackmail on just about everyone in the deep state that they continue to try to prop her up instead of sell her out. Or is that coming anyway? Let's continue with Jim Jordan.
Says she's going to appropriate the decision to James Comey to decide whether they bring charges or not. What does Lisa Page say? Now, this is before they've interviewed Clinton. Mm-hmm. Before the investigation is over, Lisa Page says, well, that's not really a profile in courage because she already knows charges won't be brought. So we know the fix was in. And then these same people, Lisa Page, Peter Strzok, Andrew McCabe, the same people who ran that investigation and rigged it in favor of Clinton, they're the ones launching the Trump investigation, the Trump-Russia investigation. Peter Strzok's the one interviewing Mike Flynn. So it's appropriate, I think, just common
sense-wise. And Hillary Clinton, like you said.
For Americans to step back and say, hey, maybe there's something there. And then you look at what they said about Trump. You look at the fact they said we need an insurance policy. We can't let the American people. I'm afraid we can't let the American people decide who's going to be the next president. We need an insurance policy.
Nobody said that.
That's what Peter Strzok said.
No, he didn't.
Yes,
he didn't say we can't let the American people
decide. I'm afraid we can't take that risk.
That's what he's saying. Exactly.
You're reading that in.
I'm not reading that. That's in the text. He also said, which one? One of them's walking in Walmart.
Reading it in.
I can smell
the Trump.
The derision they had for people who voted for President Trump. That's a problem. And so all we're saying is this memo gives even more context to this whole situation.
But Jim,
and the American people can decide for themselves.
So there's Chris Cuomo trying to pretend like there's nothing to this memo. This isn't the memo you're looking for. This is just Republican talking points. There's nothing to these text messages, this insurance policy. Don't look at this. No. Oh, but don't you realize, Chris Cuomo, that they have texts and emails that we haven't even seen yet?
Oh, yeah.
We've only seen the tip of the iceberg with these texts, baby. Oh, but keep defending, CNN. Please, keep defending. Let's now go to Sarah Carter on Hannity last night talking about why McCabe may have actually been fired.
What we know tonight is that FBI Director Christopher Wray went Sunday and reviewed the four-page FISA memo. The very next day, Andrew McCabe was asked to resign. Remember, Sean, he was planning on resigning in March.
So think about it.
That
think
already
about
came
it.
Out in December.
What did Christopher Wray, pause right there. What did Christopher Wray read in that memo that eventually led to McCabe stepping down? And what happened between Wray and McCabe in that short time period before McCabe stepped down? Was there a deal reached? If it was so egregious what was found on that memo, how come McCabe wasn't fired? Maybe there was a deal reached. Maybe Tweety Bird made a stop to Wray's office that day. But then McCabe steps down. Let's go back to Sarah Carter on Hannity.
In December, this time they asked him to go right away. You're not coming into the office. I heard reports he didn't even come in for the morning meeting, that he didn't show up.
A source of mine told me tonight that when Wray read this, it shocked him to his core.
And not only that,
it's going to shock the rest of us to our core.
I have been told tonight by a number of sources.
1.2 million pages already handed over to Congress.
Correct. 1.2 million pages. But there's indicators right now that McCabe may have asked FBI agents to actually change their 302s. Those are the interviews with witnesses. So basically, every
So they're changing the terminology on the Clinton investigation so that she can't get indicted and she can get off before the investigation. And they're changing their witness investigations too. I mean, this is tampering. This is obstruction of justice. They're caught red-handed doing what they accused Trump of. Yes, this will shock America to its core.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1 to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Maca root from Peru, horny goatweed from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Get Alpha Power now at 50% off and secure your bottle today.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
I remember when I lost my mind.
Think about the tech left of Facebook and Twitter and Google and YouTube teaming up with the corrupt politicians like Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, teaming up with the minions of the Democrat Party to try to stymie and halt the next American Revolution and the Third Great Awakening. And that's where we are right now today, as President Trump is set to give his first State of the Union address tonight. He's also set to release the Nunes memo. And you have the Democrats in total panic, Obama in total panic, Clinton in total panic, Hollywood in total panic, the entire deep state media Democrat complex run by the Queen Bee Hillary Clinton in total panic. And so that's why they create a fake memo to distract from the real memo. That's why they create fake State of the Union addresses to distract from the real State of the Union address. That's why they create fake Russian collusion stories to distract from the real Russian collusion stories that include Hillary Clinton. That's why they say Trump obstructed justice. No, that's because that's what they've been doing by deleting emails, smashing servers, smashing cell phones, deleting texts, and all of it. And so that's why they are censoring InfoWars so hardcore right now all over the internet, on Google, on YouTube, on Twitter, on Facebook. But you know what? That's fine. You can try to stop us on your digital platforms, but we are winning on the human platform, and human beings are still free. So we will be victorious. Now, let's get back to these clips. Let's now move on to Tucker Carlson talking about the memo and the role that played in McCabe stepping down.
Fired today, and was that firing the result of information contained in the still famous but still mysterious House Intelligence Committee memo, the one everybody is talking about, but nobody outside of Congress has actually read? We decided to spend the day finding out all we could about that memo. We made a lot of calls. We talked to quite a few people who have read it. Here's what we learned. The memo, which is 4 pages long, primarily describes abuses of FISA. That's
and here,
the law
you know, pause it real quick, and actually,
government.
And just pause real quick, and just rewind at the beginning of this, because here's the difference. You notice the Democrats have their fake memo that they made up, right? Well, where are all the details of this? What are they going to do? What details do they have? Well, in fact, somebody actually, while we're going through this clip, somebody back there find Eric Swalwell and Ted Lieu, their tweets yesterday about the Schiff memo that has Trump-Russia collusion in it. Find those tweets. Let's go back to the clip. Just have those clips ready. Yeah, you're finding them right now. After this clip, I want to go to those tweets because it explains everything. So here's Tucker Carlson breaking down the real memo, getting real intelligence from real patriots and broadcasting it last night on Fox News.
We talked to quite a few people who have read it. Here's what we learned. The memo, which is 4 pages long, primarily describes abuses of FISA. That's the law that allows the U.S. government to spy on American citizens for
by the
purpose the
Obama
of stopping
administration.
Foreign threats.
By Obama.
Only for that purpose. Spying on Americans is supposed to happen only in extraordinary circumstances and, of course, never for political reasons. That would be a disaster. That's why we have
and that's what Obama
in
did.
The first place to
prevent and that's
that.
What Obama did.
But that law has been abused, and the memo describes how. Quote, it's shocking, says
exactly.
Someone we spoke to who has read it. It doesn't answer every question. It's not the final word
which
on
is
anything.
Everything that we
but there's definitely enough
in
there
the secret
for
FISA documents.
Andrew
and
McCabe
everything.
Is indeed mentioned
all right,
in the
pause
memo.
Right there. Pause right there. So that's what he's saying. All of the stuff that we broke down in this memo that talks about the DOJ, the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, ignoring queries, ignoring procedural laws, ignoring minimization laws, and just going forward with it, and Obama signing off on it, all of that is documented without the redactions and boiled down with the Democrat involvement and who paid for the dossier, who certified the dossier, and who said that this should certify getting a FISA warrant. That's all going to be exposed in that memo, and we already know the names. Oh, it couldn't be Hillary Clinton, and it couldn't be Barack Obama. And now here's Tucker breaking down the McCabe step down.
Confirm that to us. Is that the reason he left his job today? We couldn't get a definitive answer on that. It seems the memo likely played some part in his leaving. But in the course of our reporting, we learned something else from a source. McCabe is the subject of at least one internal DOJ investigation, maybe more than one. DOJ Inspector General Michael Horowitz has been
investigating.
Oh,
and pause it right there. What did pencil neck Adam Schiff say yesterday? We can't believe that they've launched investigations into the DOJ and the FBI. We just can't believe it. Yeah, even though they just found out how corrupt they were, this is what he's talking about. That's what Tucker Carlson is saying. McCabe was part of that. Go on.
Motivated behavior at the Bureau during the 2016 election. One source told us that McCabe's resignation is likely tied to Horowitz's work. Other outlets have reported that FBI Director Christopher Wray proposed demoting McCabe over the findings of the Inspector General.
So think about it. If it was so shocking to the core, what Wray found in that memo that led to McCabe's stepping down, how did McCabe avoid getting fired? Think about that. Did Tweety Bird come into the office? How does McCabe get to step down? Now, do you guys have those tweets ready from Swalwell and Ted Lieu? Let's pull this up real quick, because this is really incredible. Look at what Ted Lieu... Here, go down a little bit here, guys. We're wargaming this on air. I didn't tell the crew to prepare for this. That's not the one, but it's something like that. Keep going here. So I'm looking for this Ted Lieu tweet where he's basically saying that Adam Schiff's memo has mountains of evidence of Trump-Russia collusion. I think, oh wait, pause right there. There you go. Look at this one. The Democrat memo written by Adam Schiff. I encourage both colleagues on both sides of the aisles to read it. You will be shocked at how misleading the Nunes memo is. Oh, the Nunes memo is misleading. Here, wait, go out of that. There's another one he had. This is Ted Lieu. We're actually going to be interviewing the man who's running against Ted Lieu, I think on Thursday. No, go the other way. Go up. The House Judiciary Committee just shut down the DIM request to view the underlying classified docs for the Nunes memo. Oh, you mean the FISA docs that we have? Or you mean they don't want you to see the Nunes memo, so you haven't seen the Nunes memo, and yet somehow you're claiming to know what's in the Nunes memo? Republicans also won't release the Democrat memo. You know why? I realized this last night. You know why the Republicans aren't voting to release the Democrat memo? Because they want you to leak it. They want you to break the law and leak it, and you will. Watch it. Oh, you will. You will break the law, and you'll leak it, just like you did with the fake dossier. And it'll blow up in your face, and one of you will go to jail. So now let's go to Eric Swalwell. Pull up Eric Swalwell's Twitter here, guys. Because he's claiming, no, this was not the one. He says that he has, there it is. There's a mountain of evidence. Look for the one where he says there's a mountain of evidence. There it is. Oh, my House GOP colleagues just voted to unanimously to deprive you of a mountain of evidence in the Trump-Russia investigation. Hashtag release the memo. A mountain of evidence. A mountain. No, it's not even a molehill. It's not even an anthill. It's a nothing. It's a nothing burger, to quote Van Jones. A mountain of evidence. But you watch, folks. You watch. As sure as I'm sitting here, they will leak that memo, and one of them will go to jail. This is incredible. This is how desperate they are. Please. Oh, see, the Republicans are now, like, starting to understand Trump's game. And they're starting to use Trump's tactics against the Democrats. This is amazing. Well, you know, let's vote to not release that memo. We'll vote to release our memo. That'll make them mad. And then we'll make them even more mad by not voting to release their memo. And then they freak out. And then they claim they have a mountain of evidence. And then they build this case that they've got this evidence of Trump-Russia collusion with this fake memo. Oh, my gosh. Now what are they going to do? The Republicans won't vote to release it. They can't get it out to the public. They've built up this whole story. What are they going to do? They're going to leak it. And they're going to break the law. And it's going to blow up in their face, just like the Russian dossier that was fake. That's now blowing up in their face right now, that the Nunes memo is about to expose. So think about this. The Nunes memo that's about to expose their fake Russian collusion story. Their response is to make a new fake Trump-Russia collusion story in response to their original story being exposed as fake. You can't make this stuff up. These are the incredible times we're living in. This is what victory looks like. This is what the resistance looks like. And it all started when we marched against Obama. We had one march against Obama, and that was to the polls to vote for Donald Trump.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the
new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/... If you want the future, you must fight for it. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
InfoWars.com has the story from Paul Joseph Watson. Trey Gowdy says FISA memo will embarrass Adam Schiff. Well, Adam Schiff has already shifted himself and embarrassed himself, but yes, this is going to look really bad. And here's the other thing about it. Yes, the FISA memo will embarrass Adam Schiff. And who knows, maybe he's in there. Maybe he's involved in all of this. It would explain his behavior. But this memo, I mean, this is the thing. It's so beyond that. This exposes everything. Obama will be embarrassed. All the Obama supporters will be embarrassed. Hillary Clinton will be embarrassed. The Clinton Foundation will be embarrassed. All of her supporters will be embarrassed. All of you that have been protesting Trump will be embarrassed. And I'm warning you, folks, if you're out there and you're Obama, if you still got the Obama avatar on your social media or some great picture of Michelle, oh, you're about to be embarrassed too, just like your boy Adam Schiff. And then McCabe steps down. Why? Oh, because he was in the Clinton cabal and helped the FBI let Clinton walk scot free so she could run for president. InfoWars.com told you that years ago, and now the Washington Post is finally reporting on it. Internal Justice Department probe eyes McCabe's role in final weeks of 2016 election. Once again, InfoWars is next year's news today. Now, let's go to Kellyanne Conway on CNN with Chris Cuomo, just destroying him on why Nancy Pelosi is out of control.
This has really rattled their cage. Maybe that's what you wanted to do.
You really think it's the memo, Christopher? This memo didn't exist.
I have never seen Nancy Pelosi the way she was last night in that interview. Not just because she told me I don't know what I'm talking about.
I saw her
that
yesterday. She and I were the two back-to-back speakers at a forum at the Washington Post, and there she said tax cuts hangs like a dark cloud over the Capitol. That is such nonsense, and it's such an irresponsible comment to make when you have constituents in San Francisco, where she is the member of Congress, and all across this country.
Where they just ended Columbus Day, by the way. Nancy Pelosi, an Italian, and now San Francisco has ended Columbus Day. An Italian Heritage Day.
Good
job, Pelosi. Good job.
She represents the part of Northern California. Why can't she say the fact that Apple is going to create 20,000 jobs in this country, repatriate billions of dollars in wealth to the United States of America? How is that not a good thing?
Breadcrumbs for Pelosi. She said it was breadcrumbs.
Reflexive hate. Obstruct, resist, stop, don't do it. That is not a message. That impedes democracy. Their biggest statement tonight is going to be the color of their clothing. They're all going to wear black. What, to protest Harvey Weinstein?
No, they're bringing people tonight.
Yeah, the Democrat donors.
Immigration policy could be.
Right, the president who's helping the Dreamers.
Pelosi.
I hope they're there to thank him.
But in exchange for
the Democrats shut down the government for non-citizens.
What he's doing with the Dreamers, I'll be shocked if he can get it through your own party, by the way, because you have a lot of congressmen.
Do you give him credit for
on. Yeah, I do. I think it's ambitious.
And do you acknowledge that he's taken away a blunt instrument from the Democrats in the midterms, which is why many of them
hope that's not why he's doing it.
No.
I hope that's not why he's doing it.
Of course he's not. He's doing right by them.
Maybe he is.
Maybe he is, though.
All right, now let's go to Sebastian Gorka saying that the Nunes memo is 100 times bigger than what caused the American Revolution.
Remember, why was America created? It was created because of the usurpation of power, the capricious usurpation by a leader thousands of miles away. That's why America was created. It was about tea tax. It was about stationing troops on private property without permission. This is 100 times bigger. This is our government spying on political adversaries. This is federal law enforcement officials obstructing justice. You listed all the things Clinton did and all the things her team did. But let's not forget, the FBI destroyed the laptops that were part of the Clinton investigation. Yeah. Who gave that order?
Yep. Hey, who has an
exoneration
before an investigation?
Yeah, so they want to steal an American Revolution from the citizens, then they want to obstruct justice by erasing evidence. That's right. This is bigger than the American Revolution. It's the second one.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWars.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank.
Let's make talk radio great again.
This is the War Room.
Welcome back to the War Room. Folks, we are expanding here. We are growing. We are hiring more people. We're building new studios. We're looking for new networks to syndicate us, and we're getting the requests. And it's all thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Please continue to support us. Now, I'm about to debut this video on the War Room that Darren McBreen put together, and he had some help from myself and other members of the crew here. The new episode of The Twilight Zone. The new episode of The Twilight Zone. And before I go to this real quick, you have to understand that when Darren McBreen undergoes a big project like this, it's not easy. It takes a lot of time, and it's basically like his plate is overflowing because he already has other work to do. So that's why we ask you to support us at InfoWarsStore.com. So when you like us putting out these cool videos that almost are like movie TV shorts with all the cool graphics and production value, if you like that kind of stuff, the more you support us, the more we're going to be able to do that, the more we're going to be able to hire people to do that, and the more videos you will see like this, which is the latest episode of The Twilight Zone come modern times.
Imagine a world where reality has no bounds, a time and place dictated by feelings and emotion, a land where all logic, reasoning, and common sense has been recklessly abandoned in a self-serving effort to please one's own beliefs. Only here can an individual hold two completely divergent ideas and consider it to be rational. Only here can be described as the Twilight Zone.
The President of the United States is racist.
He's a punk. He's a dog. He's a pig.
He can suck my f***.
He's a con, a bullshit artist, a mutt.
Here's my mother f***ing ass, you bitch punk sucker.
The President of the United States is a weak man.
He's not only unfit to be president. In my book, his lack of empathy, his lack of leadership, his lack of courage, he's unfit.
He is clearly trying to ignite a civil war in this country.
This is CNN.
Anti-fascista!
2018 Antifa rally.
You're a f***ing anti-American.
Oh, I'm an anti-American?
Yes.
You stupid bastard. I'm a f***ing patriot.
Oh my, what's your problem, ma'am? Hi, have I seen you before somewhere? Mindless zombies.
F*** off. F*** off.
I could drop every single one of you. Look at this guy. This guy's a joke.
The good old white days are over with. The good old white days are over with. Ain't no more of them days, bro.
You white people. You think you're better than us?
We have to fight back. There will be casualties on both sides.
Protesters followed Trump supporters to their cars as they left the convention center. Around the corner and away from police protection on San Carlos Street, a mob mentality took over.
These were pure attacks. Trump supporters, men, women, even the elderly, left this building last night and walked right into danger.
They're throwing things at the guy who has a Trump shirt on. Oh, he just got knocked in the back of the head. He just got punched in the face. And now they're rushing him.
Death to America.
Wow.
America is divided. Social engineers have brainwashed half the country into believing the president and his supporters are a threat to their existence. But there is a resistance. The other half of the country begins to rise up in defense of liberty to save the republic. Meanwhile, the global elite will use the spy grid to collect names of rebellion leaders in preparation for the big event.
It's going to get more Twilight Zone from here.
Americanism, not globalism, will be our credo.
We're saying if you're out there and you're trying to represent your First Amendment right to free speech, if somebody comes and attacks you, it's your right to defend yourself.
It got ugly. Violence erupting at the event. A fight broke out. Fists flying between Trump supporters and anti-Trump supporters.
Yeah, I want to warn the folks watching at home. You're about to see some very violent footage.
You want to fight?
Good evening, everybody. It may be time to declare war outright against the deep state and clear out the rot in the upper levels of the FBI and the Justice Department.
The media is rushing to slander and discredit those of us that are exposing this.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
There are new concerns that anti-Trump FBI officials formed even a secret society at the FBI to subvert the president after his election.
So let's stop there. A secret meetings offside of the Justice Department.
Correct. Really? Secret societies? You can't make this stuff up.
Let me give you one bottom line. As a former government official, government's going to kill this guy.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday of getting back at you.
It's one giant incestuous circle of corruption.
Look, the CIA is a rogue agency.
The White House and the president are citing InfoWars.
We have to start getting ready for insurrection and civil war because they're really pushing it. What are we going to do if they kill the president and then order their local governments and their local federal branches to come arrest thousands of resistance leaders? If they kill Trump or remove Trump, it will cause a massive civil war in this country.
This was a FEMA high-level alert.
This is a national emergency. Important instructions will follow.
Remain calm.
Go indoors immediately and stay indoors.
This is an emergency broadcast from FEMA.
In compliance with the United Nations, the Department of Homeland Security has declared martial law.
City officials have called for military help. Planes and troops are expected to arrive within the next 2 hours.
You've just witnessed a warning from the future. A warning that part of the Republic will become so brainwashed and mentally ill that they volunteer their own energy for the destruction of their own country, livelihood, and prosperity, while being tricked into believing they were righteously saving the world. A lesson in liberal logic from the Twilight Zone.
So there it is, the latest episode of The Twilight Zone. And you know, it's amazing how timely that piece from Darren McBreen actually is. That's where we're at. I mean, this is the revolution. This is the Patriots versus the Deep State. This is the Nationalist versus the Globalist. And America is the battleground for the next level of liberty for humanity again in the year 2018.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm not going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this, this is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe has been removed from the Bureau just one day after the FBI chief read the secret FISA memo. McCabe's roles in both the Clinton email investigation and Russia probe came into question after it was reported last week that he is named in the four-page memo alleging shocking revelations of collusion and corruption. McCabe's removal comes the day after acting FBI Director Christopher Wray read the FISA memo on Capitol Hill and on the day the House votes on its release. Though McCabe is set to retire sometime in March, the timing of this development is pretty peculiar. One source said McCabe was exercising his retirement eligibility and characterized his decision as stepping aside. And McCabe was even taunted on Twitter by President Trump after news of his retirement broke in December. Trump tweeted, "FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe is racing the clock to retire with full benefits. 90 days to go." Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients. Xylitol, nanosilver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
So I am opening up the phone lines now. 888-201-2244. 888-201-2244. What is your State of the Union? What do you think Trump will address tonight? What do you want him to address? But what is your State of the Union address? What do you think is the State of the Union? What do you think is the State of the Republic today as we are set to hear Trump's first State of the Union address tonight? And what a night for that, as for the first time in 150 years, you have a super moon, a blue moon, and a blood moon, lunar eclipse, all happening in the same night. So if you're into lunar activity, you will see a super blue moon at the beginning of the night, and then at the end of the night, you'll see a blood moon lunar eclipse. Hasn't happened in 150 years. The same night, we get President Trump's first State of the Union address. Now, before I start going to your calls, I just got to say, I didn't watch any of the fake State of the Union address last night. I talked about this in the opening segments, how it's nothing more than a distraction, but I just caught some clips of it during the break. I mean, these people are really getting worse and worse and more delusional and deranged by the day, and I just had to address some things here. One, and I know I've asked this a lot, but it needs to continue to be asked and thought about. Are all of these people in Hollywood, or the Michael Moores, or all these people that do these fake Trump hate videos, these Trump marches, these Trump rallies, the fake State of the Union, all anti-Trump, are they all libtarded? Are some of them blackmailed? Are they all bought and paid for? I mean, what is the deal? How does this stuff actually exist? How does this type of lunacy actually exist? They had a sign up at this fake State of the Union saying, "Protect immigrant rights." These are the anti-immigration people. These people want illegal immigration. That is the worst thing you can do for an immigrant's rights. If you have open borders, if you have illegal immigrants here, that tramples immigrant rights. Yet here they are, the people trampling all over immigrant rights, holding up a sign that says protect immigrant rights. Again, these people are delusional. And so this is what they expect to distract from Trump's State of the Union, but it's not going to work. Nobody cares about your fake State of the Union. More people will watch Trump's real State of the Union. And guess what? It's going to be timeless and go down in history. And your fake State of the Union will be, well, I won't even go there. A side note, to say the most. In fact, more people will be watching InfoWars tonight with our coverage of the State of the Union. We have live coverage of the State of the Union tonight at InfoWars.com/show. I bet you more people will be watching us tonight than they did the fake State of the Union last night. And folks, it's all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. I've got some Cellforce here at the desk with me because this is the final run of Cellforce. 53% off Cellforce right now. The final run of Cellforce promotes cellular energy production, supports optimal mental health, supports cardiovascular health, bioavailable CoQ10 and PQQ. The final run of Cellforce, 53% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Take advantage of the final run of Cellforce before we move on to DNA Force Plus, which will be DNA Force and Cellforce combined for DNA Force Plus. So for the final run of Cellforce, we give it to you at 53% off, a powerful supplement, 53% off, and it supports what we do here. It allows us to expand. It allows us to do the expanded coverage, the expanded live broadcast, hire more people, more reporters, more crew, more everything, and expand in the face of the globalist in this great American revolution that we're all witnessing and living through right now. All right, we've got the phone lines loaded up here, but let me just cover some of this news before we do that. So we already talked about Jabba the Hutt, Michael Moore, proving science right again, that liberals are uglier than conservatives. How about this one? I mean, you know, document shows police ID'd second person of interest in days after Las Vegas shooting. So now you got Mary Lou Danley and Douglas Haig have now become persons of interest. Oh, really? Shocking. Imagine my shock. Oh, it's not like InfoWars told you that there were multiple shooters the day after. It's not like InfoWars told you that there was a larger war going on with Saudi Arabia and this looked to be something to do with it. It's not like InfoWars broke all the stories of multiple shooters and Mary Lou Danley and the sketchiness there and everything with Stephen Paddock, and, you know. But finally the police admit it. Oh, there's all this distraction going on, Trump's State of the Union, the memo. You know what? Let's admit that, yeah, there were probably a lot more to this than just Stephen Paddock. Let's just release it now when nobody's looking. Yeah, yeah. So who knows when we'll ever find the truth out or if we'll ever find the truth out about the Las Vegas massacre. But there you go. Now they're admitting, the Las Vegas police. Yeah, this wasn't just a lone nut like we tried to tell you. You've got Glee star Mark Salling commits suicide. Actor who pleaded guilty to child pornography charges has hung himself and is now dead. You know what? I was going to go down the rabbit hole with this, but I'm not going to. So I'll just say this. Could this be somebody fearing justice more than death? With everything we've seen going on with Pedogate and all the arrests and all the revelations, could this be an example of someone who feared justice more than death? And is this not the only case of that, if that is the case? But there you go. There's that story. You've got the Herald Scotland talking trash on Roger Stone, who is giving a speech today. He's actually, I believe, giving a speech right now. Clinton herself describes Roger Stone as a bizarre character that it was hard to know how seriously to take anything he said. And then says, that sleazy, leering, white-haired Nixon operative who was a big supporter of Donald Trump. Yeah, and it's not like everything Roger Stone reported on InfoWars has come true. No. With the 25th Amendment and everything. Oh, wait, no, that is the case. So, now people are saying that the reason... So you guys are saying that he feared in public embarrassment more than justice is what you're thinking. Yeah, so Larry Nassar, the gymnast coach, who has all of these women accusing him of sex acts against them and inappropriate touching and assault, and he gets totally embarrassed in the public eye. Is that something? So Mark Salling hangs himself after caught with child pornography. Did he fear justice more than death? Did he fear embarrassment more than death? And is this the only case, if that is the case? Your calls on the other side. This is the War Room. What is your State of the Union as President Trump sets to give his tonight?
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but said it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglow snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, Infowars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then Infowars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at Infowarsstore.com. InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
This is really going to be something tonight.
Making talk with radio great again.
Mad Maxine Waters
with Owen
State
Schreier
of the Union rebuttal.
InfoWars.com/.
Because I'm trying to think of what she can possibly say here. Trump is going to talk about stock market records. Trump is going to talk about the economy booming. Trump is going to talk about billions and hundreds of billions of dollars being invested in the United States, manufacturing returning, repatriation of hundreds of billions of dollars, wages going up, bonuses happening. So Trump has all of these economical accomplishments to tout. He finally a 3% GDP growth. And then Maxine Waters is going to have a rebuttal? What is she going to say?
Oh, Trump Russia?
No. Or would she? Or maybe she's going to tell you that $1,000 or whatever bonus you have is just breadcrumbs. Maybe she's going to tell you that tax cuts are bad. Maybe she's going to tell you that America rejuvenating its economy and taking the shackles off is bad. I mean, really, what is Mad Maxine Waters? How can she possibly respond? What will be her rebuttal? The same craziness that is causing them to lose followers left and right every day. Trump's a racist. Trump's a bigot. Trump's a misogynist. Trump Russia. The people are sick of hearing that. So that's why I'm glad, or I guess we don't know this yet, but I'm hoping that Trump doesn't release the memo till after the State of the Union. Let the Democrats embarrass themselves for about 24 to 48 hours after the State of the Union, try to make it look bad, try to lie to the American people about what the speech was on, and then, boom, you drop the memo and drop the hammer. And I think that that's what's going to happen. But by the way, the stock market is having a rough 2 days. I thought the stock market would have a huge week this week, but it gets off to a very bad start. I think this is a hesitation flinch because of how damning the memo is going to be to the former administration and how lawless the government was with the FBI and the DOJ. And it's a hesitation to see how the State of the Union address goes tonight. So it'll be interesting to see if there's a bump after the State of the Union or if this is a trend, a hesitation flinch, if you will, because this secret memo that's about to come out, and it's going to expose how corrupt this government's been under the Obama administration. But at this point, I want to go to your phone calls. What is your State of the Union? What do you think Trump will talk about? Let's start with John in Boston. John, what is your State of the Union?
Oh, and it's great to be with you. Thanks for taking my call. My State of the Union is amazing. You know, the things that Trump has done for this country, the proof is in the pudding. Today, my company announced that they're giving us an additional $1,000 bonus aside from the annual bonus that they give us because of the tax cuts. And they made sure to put that, you know, in the message that they sent out. It was because of the tax cuts.
And how many people work in your company?
Like 30,000.
Wow. And did they all get a bonus?
Only the people that aren't at the top. So the people that are at the top of the company, they're not going to get, you know, anything if they have the high dollar salary.
But you're telling me that tens of thousands of people for the company you work for got a bonus, multiple bonuses.
Yep. As of today.
And so what's going to happen when Trump touts that in his State of the Union and then Mad Maxine Waters acts like that didn't happen or that's breadcrumbs?
Exactly. I'll take the $1,000 breadcrumbs that they want to give us. You know, they can try to spin it any way that they want, but when you see the results in the 401k and you're getting the bonuses and you're getting the tax cuts, you know, you can't change people's minds about the good that's happening. It's simply amazing. And, you know, I spoke to Alex last week and I told him that they should release the FISA memo during the State of the Union. You know, I back off that a little bit because I didn't expect Adam Schiff to bring so much attention to the memo. If he had any common sense, he would have been quiet about it and hoped that nobody ever read it. But thanks to Adam Schiff, you know, it's going to get so much more coverage because he's been out there, you know, waving his hands and saying, nothing to see here.
No, yeah, that's actually amazing. And that's why I'm hoping that they kind of delay the release of this a little bit. Let the Democrats stew over this. Let them get all mad. Let them start lying a little bit more. And then let them leak theirs. That would be like the grand salami. That would be like the three scoops of ice cream with the chocolate syrup and sprinkles and cherries and everything. Please release your fake memo, Adam Schiff. I would love for you to break the law and do that. And I think they will. I really think they're desperate enough to do it.
What they're worried about with this memo, it's not the information that's going to be confirmed to us because we already know what's going on. We know the truth. They're worried about their own voters being red-pilled. They've been told that these are right-wing conspiracy theories, and now they're about to see, you know, hard evidence.
Well, not just that, not just their voters finally waking up. They also have the other half of their voters, the illegals that shouldn't even be here. They're getting deported, so they're in total freak-out mode. Yeah, and it's just amazing. Thank you so much for the call, John. Yeah, what are they going to do? John calls in. His company has tens of thousands of people. They all get bonuses. And then the Democrats are going to act like that's not good, that didn't exist, that's not Trump. Well, these people aren't dumb. So they know that the Democrats are lying to them. and they're going to do it anyway. So yeah, let them continue to hang themselves. Let Adam Schiff continue to put more attention on the memo and then tempt them into releasing or leaking their fake memo and breaking the law again. Let's go to Josh in South Carolina. Josh, what is your current state of the union?
Hey, Road Warrior Owens. Thanks for taking my call. Thanks for your time. Last time we spoke, I gave you my state of the union, and that is that we are already at World War III, and China is our mortal enemy. I also mentioned and put over the fact that DNA Force brought back repaired the nerve damage in my fingers, and needless to say, I'll be buying a growth of Cell Force, a.k.a. DNA Force Plus, once that runs low. Just like Super Male Vitality, you don't know what you got until it's gone. Also wanted to mention, after a long day out in the sun, my 40-year-old bones ache, and it never fails. I drink a shake with the caveman, and the next morning as I'm drinking my Wake Up America coffee, I feel like a new man. Now, I would be more than remiss if I didn't give this message to President Trump. In fact, my Cuban-born wife would probably cut me off because, by the grace of God, 4 years ago, she escaped communist Cuba through Venezuela via the doctor exchange program. But unfortunately, some of her friends weren't as lucky. And when Barack Hussein signed the executive order no longer allowing Cuban dissidents refuge here in the United States, they were trapped up in the mountains of Central America.
Yeah, you know why? That's because Cuban Americans, like you said, they escaped communism, and some of them, there's actually a lot of great doctors that come out of Cuba, and they come to America and they want to have a life. They want to be independent. Getting away from the shackles of communism for them is like a breath of fresh air. It's like having a new ability of independence. And then that sleazy Barack Obama says, nope, you have to be a communist. What? I mean, that is just sick to me.
And
then here they are. Oh, we need to have open borders. We need to let anyone in here. They just had a record number of murders in Mexico, but let's just let anyone in from Mexico. Don't worry about the border down there. But these Cuban dissidents that are trying to flee communism and want to come here legally, nope, shut them down.
And wouldn't it squash a lot of the phony racism talk if he just reversed that order, certainly amongst the Hispanics? And now about presidential assassinations. I've written a series of books titled Out of Time Detectives, first being Conspiracy to Murder, which revisits the conspiracy to assassinate President William McKinley by, I might add, the original Antifa crowd, including Emma Goldman. And then book two, Trail of the Dead Presidents, begins with the assassination of James Garfield, President James Garfield. And I mention this not to sell books because thank the Lord we're doing great. So good that I was able to relocate my family, my business, and all my productivity.
But it's the point that this is real stuff. This is real stuff. There are deep state operators that assassinate presidents. It's happened before, and they want to act like you're some sort of conspiracy theorist for pointing out that we're in that time again. As far as Trump doing something or saying something to get the left not to believe he's a racist, they already hated his State of the Union address before he gave it. So you can never convince these people.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick.
again, in every culture, this has been reported, because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it could do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
President Trump set to give his first State of the Union tonight. It is sure to be epic. InfoWars.com/show will have live coverage all through the night. Myself, Rob Dew, Alex Jones, Millie Weaver, Darren McBreen, all the crew here. Of course, commercial free, interruption free during the State of the Union. Then we'll take your calls afterwards. So, oh, and we're also going to be covering Mad Maxine's rebuttal to the State of the Union. She's going to tell you how tax cuts are bad, how you having more money is bad, how more jobs coming to America is bad, how manufacturing in America is bad. I guess that will be her rebuttal. But now you've got Joe Kennedy, a Democrat from Massachusetts, will also be delivering a Democrat response to President Trump's State of the Union. And this is ironic. They just announced this, and they say that Joe Kennedy is a relentless fighter for working Americans. Really, how many record stock markets has Joe Kennedy produced? How many jobs growth has Joe Kennedy produced? Manufacturing back? Anything? GDP? Bueller? Kennedy? No. Now, he is the grandson of Robert Kennedy and the nephew of, great-nephew of John F. Kennedy, who were both assassinated. Now he's fighting President Trump, who the deep state is trying to assassinate. And Nancy Pelosi says, while President Trump has consistently broken his promises to the middle class, he keeps filling his promises to the middle class, Nancy Pelosi, you liar. Congressman Kennedy profoundly understands the challenges facing hardworking men and women across the country. Really? Because I would reason to say that 80% if not 90% of men and women across the country have never heard of Joe Kennedy because he's never done anything for them, while 90%, if not 100% of Americans have heard of Donald Trump, and most of them in the middle class and in middle America have benefited from Trump's presidency. So that'll be nice. Again, just let the Democrats hang themselves, embarrass themselves politically, destroy themselves politically, as President Trump just continues to deliver, continues to drain the swamp, continues to expose the corrupt politicians, and continues to deliver for the American economy. We are waiting to hear from Alex Jones. Alex Jones about to break in with us with some breaking analysis of everything that's about to happen tonight, including the State of the Union, including the current status of the Nunes memo. But again, the lead story on Drudge right now. Oh, he just changed it. You had the lead story on Drudge was a Washington Post story. He just changed it, guys. But the lead story on Drudge used to be this Washington Post story. It's basically saying that McCabe, here it is, Internal Justice Department probe eyes McCabe's role in final weeks of 2016 election. This is another example of InfoWars news next year. InfoWars is next year's news today. Excuse me. We told you about all of Hillary Clinton's nefarious activity, deleting the emails, smashing the servers, and then she had no idea, and then she got written off by McCabe and Comey of the FBI before the investigation ever took place. We already told you all this. We already reported all this because we have the guts, the courage, and the brawn to do it. The Washington Post waits a year and a half until McCabe steps down before they report on this story. That's why the Washington Post is fake news and InfoWars.com is the tip of the spear. And that is what we will continue to be as long as you continue to support us at InfoWarsStore.com. So we've been taking your calls, hearing from the audience. What is your current state of the union? Guys, should I go to another caller? Okay, let's go to Steve calling in from Pittsburgh. Steve, what is your current state of the union?
Hey, Owen. Nice to talk to you again. We talked last week there, and I tell you, I want to say congratulations to your first caller there, the guy from Boston. This is what we were talking about last week, about these companies knowing where they're going to pass on all this money to the guys out there doing the work. So I want to say congratulations to him. It's nice to hear that other people are getting involved, getting the benefits from all this.
You know what, Steve? I'm sorry to cut you off. You were the caller that called in about, you're the steel worker, right? 6'7".
Yes, sir.
You had an amazing story. It was such a great story. I had to put it out as a whole segment. And this is what we were talking about last week. It's like, what are they going to do to the Steves of America, to the Joshes of America, who have actually firsthand benefited in the first year of Trump's presidency? More job opportunities, wage growths, bonuses. And then these Democrats are going to come out here and they're going to lie to you and they're going to tell you that's not happening. They're going to tell you the economy's not booming. They're going to tell you Trump had nothing to do with it. I mean, it's just like spitting in your face. It's just like the protesters that spit in our face when we go to these marches. That's the Democrats spitting in your face, pretending like you don't exist and that whatever benefits you think you're getting aren't real.
Oh, absolutely. And yeah, you're right. This is exactly what we were talking about last week. And I was so happy to see that the first caller, I mean, this is another guy that's benefiting from the same thing that I'm benefiting from. And, you want to talk about Democratic lies, okay? I'm looking out my window right now of lake effect snow. You want to talk about global warming. I hope the president touches on that stuff, We're having regular Pittsburgh weather here. It was 7 degrees at 0 dark 100 this morning when I was going into the mill. It's regular Pittsburgh weather. And they'll sit there and they'll try to lie to you about how we're all, going to be burning up around here. And really another thing I hope he touches on tonight is infrastructure, because he campaigned on it. And I remember maybe 2009, 2010, a big infrastructure package that our previous president put out there, where they were going to rebuild 14,000 miles worth of highways and railways and everything else. And the bulk of that money ended up going to tree hugger organizations. And we didn't see it on the bridges in Pittsburgh. I'm sure those guys didn't see it on bridges in Boston either, you know?
Don't even get me started on the status of our roads, Steve. I can't drive a mile in Austin, Texas without going through three potholes that are about a foot deep. It's absurd. But we got plenty of money for non-citizens here. You know, we want to be a sanctuary city. That's Austin, Texas for you. You know what, Steve? Maybe tonight the Steel City gets a shout out. Wouldn't that be something special for Pittsburgh?
Hey, I hope so. But you know what? For me, I just want a shout out for America, man. We've waited so long just to have somebody in there that's on our side. And I don't care who you are, where you come from. I'm just happy that somebody, we got somebody in the White House that's on our side. And I'm going to tell you, you know, you were showing these clips of Nancy Pelosi earlier. You know, whether it's Hillary Clinton or Nancy Pelosi, I like seeing them on TV because, you know what, every time I watch them, I feel a little bit smarter. And, you know, and I'm going to tell you, you know, Chuck Schumer, you know, because I don't want to sound chauvinist, you know, or anything like that. But, you know, Chuck Schumer, he's in the same boat, man. And you know what? So many people are just awake now, you know. And we talked about this before, and I'm just so happy. And I look forward to the State of the Union address tonight. And I think, you know, it doesn't matter what these people want. They're going to have their little rebuttals or, you know, their fake little State of the Union addresses. It doesn't matter because it's not true. And so many people are waking up to that.
And nobody buys it anymore. Just like the Hollywood one, nobody watched. Just like the Grammys, nobody cares, nobody watches. Exactly, Steve. Thank you so much for the call. And then he talks about the global warming aspect, and he talks about how they're having normal winter weather in Pittsburgh. Yeah, they're having normal winter weather on the Northeast Coast, and then what do? They call it a cyclone bomb. It's normal winter, and this is destroying our man-made global warming argument, so what are we going to do? I know, let's call it a cyclone bomb. But it's just normal weather. But it's a cyclone bomb! So I don't know if Trump will address global warming, but we got Alex Jones coming up on the other side of this break, folks. We're going to talk about what we expect in the State of the Union, what it means that this is on the day after they vote to release the memo and all of this is going on. Now you've got the Democrats posing fake State of the Union addresses. You've got the Democrats making fake memos, just like you had them writing fake books, just like you had them make up the fake Trump-Russia dossier. So they're doubling down. They're going full-out panic. What does it all mean? What is the Democrats' next move? Are they going to continue to stab themselves in the neck politically? Or are they going to back off and let Trump save America? We hear from Alex Jones on the other side. This is President Trump's first State of the Union tonight. Infowars.com/show gives you the live coverage.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. Floralife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Floralife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Infowars.com/.
This is the return
of the Republic.
And this is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
Final hour here of the War Room, but don't worry because we've got live coverage of the State of the Union address all night long. Now, at the top of this hour, we are joined by Alex Jones. Now, Alex, they're trying to pretend like this memo is nothing, nothing to see here. This isn't the memo you're looking for. They're trying to distract from it with a fake memo. Why are the Democrats in such panic?
Well, they were doing that until today. And now, CF says, oh, my God, this will destroy everything. Don't release it. This is the worst thing ever. And now CNN has the headline, why the Nunes memo, as you're calling it, is such a big deal. They say it will destroy trust in the government. I remember leftist professors about 6-7 years ago in the Toronto Star and also National Post and other publications saying, Alex Jones is right. Criminal elements of our government work with radical Islam to attack the U.S. and they blew up Building 7 and all of this. But if we release this, it'll destroy credibility in the government. So suddenly, in just the last 5 hours, ABC News, CBS News, MSNBC, CNN, we got the article on screen, have come out and said, okay, it is devastating, and you really shouldn't have released this because it does show cabals inside government carrying out oppression of people and trying to frustrate the electoral process. And why this is so devastating is they thought Hillary would win, so they pulled out all the stops, committed all these crimes. That was hubris. That was arrogance. That was bravado. But then once Trump won, then it went from arrogance to desperation. So we're going to get, I'm told, by congressional sources, some we've had on air, some we've had off air, that this is 100 times worse, is the quote I was given by a senior member of Congress, than the dozens of texts they've already released about secret societies, insurance policies. I'm scared. There's no Russian evidence. We're going to get in trouble. It's going to be, don't worry, there's plans to take this SLB out. And so they just thought they could push so far and it'd be business as usual, planning to kill the president, all the rest of it. And so Trump right now is sitting on this memo and all the research, not just of Congress, but of others. And he's excerpted thousands of documents, the little blacked out areas, not just the memo we released last week or promoted last week. So this is one of the most incredible cliffhangers ever. I remember, in high school or college watching a sudden death overtime NFL game and, getting more butterflies than I got before I was going to fight the school bully. This is way beyond any of that, ladies and gentlemen, and they can pull anything right now. But this is Trump's time to act, not excise it, release the full weaponry as soon as possible. The heavens may fall, but justice must be done. But the fact that they've gone from saying, oh, it's BS or Nunes invented his own smoking gun, to now that they got it circulated the last 7 days, they are crapping themselves. This is their own documents. This is total devastation. This was sent days ago to the Justice Department and to the FBI, and this was put right on the desk of that compromised Attorney General Sessions with all the text messages, all the admissions, and the informants they've got, who are FBI agents and Justice Department lawyers, I'm told, laying the whole arrogant, crazy Hillary conspiracy. So they've all been drinking at the trough of Hillary's unending hubris, chutzpah, and arrogance. And they all went power mad, believing their witch god could actually deliver them to some type of authoritarian heaven or Valhalla. And so it's just they were all completely believing they created America. They hated flyover country. They were invincible. I mean, you look at Page, the buck-toothed moron you know, mental patient girlfriend, a stroke, and all these arrogant SOBs. And we now know exactly what I thought was happening 6 months ago is true, Owen. 6 months ago, they're saying, we're going to kill the president. We're going to take him out all over TV. That was desperate public peacocking for the internal criminal networks in the Justice Department, FBI, and other areas that were crapping themselves as they were being counter-surveilled and rolled up. So that was all mud and them pissed that their criminal operation was burning to the ground.
So Alex, what happens next? We're about to go to break here. Short 60-second break. Alex, stick around with us if you can. I want to hear what you think happens next. All of their heroes, Obama, Hillary Clinton, set to be exposed as true criminals when this memo gets released by President Trump, the most transparent American president in my lifetime.
FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe has been removed from the Bureau just one day after the FBI chief read the secret FISA memo. McCabe's roles in both the Clinton email investigation and Russia probe came into question after it was reported last week that he is named in the four-page memo alleging shocking revelations of collusion and corruption. McCabe's removal comes the day after acting FBI Director Christopher Wray read the FISA memo on Capitol Hill and on the day the House votes on its release. Though McCabe is set to retire sometime in March, the timing of this development is pretty peculiar. One source said McCabe was exercising his retirement eligibility and characterized his decision as stepping aside. And McCabe was even taunted on Twitter by President Trump after news of his retirement broke in December. Trump tweeted, FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe is racing the clock to retire with full benefits. 90 days to go. Leanne McAdoo, Infowars.com.
This is the War Room.
This is the War Room, the latest expansion of InfoWars live broadcasting, as we will be live all through the night covering President Trump's first State of the Union, then covering the comedy address of Mad Maxine Waters after that, other Democratic rebuttals as well. But we've got Alex Jones on the line, and I wanted to hear from Alex on this. You see, Obama and Hillary Clinton were cultist heroes of the media, the Democrats, and the minions in the streets, and they're both about to be exposed as total frauds, total lawless politicians. Alex, what happens to all of the Obama bots, all of the Hillary bots out there that literally worship these people and raise them up as heroes as they're about to be exposed as the traitorous, un-American, lawless politicians they were?
Well, that's the best question all day. If you go out and you look at the crowds of people that you faced hundreds of times that brother, a brave crew have faced, they are mental patient escapees. They are state hospital escapees. And we don't say that meanly. I mean, literally, they are out of their minds. That's all they've got left. So it's been Facebook, Twitter, and Google bots. That's come out. Sean Parker, others have exposed it. Well, we've got three former heads and vice presidents and stuff, Facebook, founders of Twitter, you name it, that have come out and talked about what's happening at Facebook, what's happening at Twitter. Again, people from Facebook like Sean Parker helped found and people from Twitter, because they don't want to lose their souls. Even big medical groups have come out and told Zuckerberg today, you need to seriously not let kids on your new algorithm. It totally programs them. It's like cocaine. It's like crack. It manipulates their dopamine. It's been all scientifically programmed and prepared. So people in the elite are actually finding their soul again, because this thing is so destructive. They see it ruining their own kids. And you've got high-tech brainwashing that has, the people that Hillary calls are her horrible constituents, the worthless, lazy scum, that's her quotes, these damn baristas. Hey, I think if you're making 50, 60 grand a year for bartending and taking care of your family, good job to you. I mean, you know, I'm not an elitist. They're elitists. So here's what's happening. As this comes out, you've got a very small core of very highly influenceable people in a trance state who really believe Hitler had taken over the U.S., who literally believe all of this insanity. So they're in a full panic mode. But then as prosperity starts to set in, as things don't go to hell in a handbasket, at a certain point it starts to boomerang back onto them. And so as all this comes out, they already know they're 13, 14, 15 months since he got elected. 14 months since he got elected. They already know the cavalry never came. They already know all these manifestations didn't come. And so only the weakest minded, via cognitive dissonance, have bought into this propaganda. And now at the end, as it isn't delivered to them, they're like the person that buys into 5-6 levels of a Nigerian email scam. Most people say no to level one. Somebody's offering $1 million for 10,000 from Nigeria. It's a scam. Some white dude in Louisiana, like they caught him. Okay. And almost, and maybe, you know, 15% buys into level two or whatever, level three. They have given everything they can to this scam. It's never delivered. They get more pissed at us because they got scammed, not believing the scammer scammed them, but believing we're standing in the way of their heaven. So they're going to go completely insane. They're going to get even 10 times wilder. And they're going to get very, very aggressive. And just like you have clearly people who have been involved in the deep state, whose cars sit there and, you know, blow up. And then you've got his wife who sits there and goes on TV last week and says, if you release the memo, there's going to be giant massacres in the U.S. That's Hastings' wife, who's still in the National Security Council. They're telling everybody, they're telling Trump, just like Saudi Arabia said 5 months ago, you try to unseat the Wahhabis, we'll attack the U.S. They did attack Las Vegas. Trump moved forward, we defeated them. So that's the point that we've basically reached here, is we're with terrorists that are cornered. They've got a big group of Stockholm Syndrome victims that will believe anything they're told, but the majority of people are either awake or they're not on the fence anymore. They just don't want to be persecuted, so they try to act neutral. But the truth is, the vast majority of people are sighing relief. That's why the stock market's at record levels. That's why there's record job hiring. That's why small businesses are the best numbers ever recorded, because they understand it's an act of rebellion to hire people and pay them well and to believe in the future, to invest, to stop the globalists that want to make us poor. So the very fact is, they add 10 to 15, 20 points in these polls against Trump, and he's still up at 45-50% despite all that. And that shows America came through and broke the brainwashing, broke the conditioning. And again, it's only the most mindless, brainwashed victims that buy into it. And the fact that now, in the 11th hour, CNN goes, okay, it's real, it's devastating, please don't release it. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's what they're saying. They're saying, roll over. It's good for the country. My God. White flag, CNN, MSNBC, they're all saying, okay, don't release it. We'll stop. No, they're going to be back next week with an assassination attempt. They're going to be back next week with Soros brigades. We have to release the information with a full broadside and devastate them. And yes, I understand they're more dangerous if you try to arrest them. They're not going to go away. They're not honorable like other people like Napoleon. He came back once. Will at least go away for a while. They will not go away. You look at that witch Hillary. She is psychotic. She is insane. She is never going to give up. She's never going to back down. She's never going to give in. So anybody that lies to themselves is lying to themselves. I'm not up here with bravado trying to act like Mr. Tough Guy saying, you know, damn the maneuvers, go straight at them just to act tough. I've studied history, and I've fought these people for 20-plus years. I know how they operate. Giving in to them is the surest form of destruction. But right now, they're in full panic mode. Folks know when things are dark, they're dark. But we're getting our ass kicked, I'll tell you. People just get mad. I was so negative when we were down. I was down, let us know we had to get up. Right now, we are in the 12th round beating their ass. But they are going to come back with some major uppercuts. We've got to be ready for that, watching our six, and not sitting here and celebrating. But I'm telling you, the worm has turned, and they are crapping themselves. And what's going to come out in these memos is going to devastate Hillary, Obama. It's going to devastate Adam Schiff. It's going to devastate all these beady-eyed, control-freak lunatics that thought they had this country down. I'll call in later and pop in. You guys have live coverage coming up. All the listeners are trying to censor us and control us. When you spread the Facebook, Twitter, and Google links, YouTube links, when you spread the Infowars.com/show links, when you tell people about the local TV station you're watching or the local radio station you're listening to, it breaks the paradigm. We need you. You need us. We're in this war. It's an info war. Human intelligence on the ground. Spread these links to live transmission. Let's make history.
All right, Alex Jones, thank you so much. We'll be hearing from Alex later as well. While we are giving our live commercial-free coverage of the State of the Union address, we won't be addressing or we won't be talking during Trump's address. We'll be doing some analysis afterwards and then taking your calls. And, you know, it's just amazing. I just have an instinct to squash Adam Schiff like a bug politically. I don't know why that is. It's just an instinct. When I see that rapscallion, I just have to just squeeze the life out of him with my bare hands politically. Anyway, Alex was talking about this CNN story, and I want to cover this real quick before we get your calls in the next segment. First, you have, so you've got Chris Caliza, I believe is how you pronounce the name here, from CNN, interviewing Kerry Cordero, who used to be on the counsel to the Assistant Attorney General for National Security and all these other outfit bureaucracies, yada, yada, yada. And first, they ask her the question, how normal is it or not normal, like, this memo to be released? Have you ever seen anything like this? And Cordero's like, no, never seen anything like this ever. In fact, I don't think there's anything like this in history. Oh, so you mean President Trump is the most transparent president in the history of the United States? Oh, that's great. Any other president, you'd be praising that. But if it's President Trump, it's bad. Then it goes on. What are the national security concerns, if any, to releasing this memo? And how should transparency be balanced with these concerns? Cordero responds, I haven't seen the memo, so I can't speak to the precise national security risk that exists if it is released. Oh, but wait a second. You have seen the fact that Clinton deleted her emails and had a private server that was against the law. You have seen how Obama opened the borders and was letting Hezbollah operate and didn't do anything about that. And you didn't care about that national security risk, did you? It's amazing how Trump exposing the deep state and the deep state corruption with Obama and Hillary getting exposed is somehow considered a risk to national security to these people instead of the actual corrupt politicians that were running our government that were putting us at risk, that were putting our national security at risk. So exposing the ones putting our national security at risk is a national security risk, according to CNN and Cordero. Yeah, right. You guys are just liars.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first
just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Boy, I'll tell you, this is really the end of the line for the modern-day left, liberal Democrats, Trump haters. I mean, it's really incredible. Every time, you'll notice something about a Trump supporter. Our message evolves, our message adapts, our message carries its own weight. We actually get information, aggregate intelligence, and then form fact-based opinions based on everything that we absorbed in our adaptation and evolution of understanding modern current day events. But on the other side of the aisle, they literally have been saying the same thing for 2 years. Trump's a racist. Trump hates immigrants. I was just listening to a Fox News leftist. Well, Trump has really caused racism in this country. Look at his comments on Charlottesville. What? So they can't even evolve past a talking point from 2 years ago. And this talking point has already failed them up to this point. It's caused all this hatred and rage, yet they still go back to it. And it's so shallow when they're challenged on their thoughts and ideas. They immediately lash out with cursing at you and calling you names. So it's basically like if you were measuring the depth of a Trump hater versus a Trump supporter, the depth of a Trump supporter is 100 feet and going deeper, where the depth of a Trump hater is 1 inch and it's starting to get closer to 2 centimeters. I mean, that's literally where we're at right now. And then with the memo about to be released, Obama and Hillary and all of their cohorts in the collusion to try to stop Trump from getting elected and then to try to remove him from office after he was elected, they're all about to be exposed. So what happens next? That is the question. And that is what I think we'll find out, perhaps even next week, but very soon, definitely in 2018. So we're taking your phone calls. What is your state of the union? Let's go to Trevor calling in from Milwaukee. Trevor, what is your state of the union?
Hey, actually, it's Tyler in Milwaukee.
Here. Go ahead then, Tyler.
Well, you know what? Let me say I'm a working man. I'm a tradesman. I'm a carpenter. So I have to say the state of the union for me is good. It's 2018. We're a year into the Trump's presidency.
And wait a second. Hold on a second there, Tyler. I've got a quote from Nancy Pelosi that says that Trump has not fulfilled any of his promises to the working class Americans. That's what Nancy Pelosi told me. Are you saying that's not true?
Well, let me tell you what is true. I don't know if what Nancy Pelosi is saying is true, but I will tell you what is true, Owen. My paycheck is a little bit higher than it used to be. And I'll tell you this also.
Would you consider that crumbs, though? But Nancy Pelosi said that's crumbs, though.
Well, you know what? It might be crumbs, but I'll tell you what isn't crumbs. Because if my boss is giving me this money on my paycheck, and I have a feeling my boss is, he's making a little bit of money off of this too, because he's got work lined up for us. I'm a carpenter, and sometimes times are tough, but we've got work lined up far beyond the horizon, like it hasn't been in years past, you know? It's It's a hard living being a carpenter, but it's an honest living because you can't be full of it if you're a carpenter. Because
are you guys unionized up there? Are you guys unionized up there in Wisconsin?
You know what? We are a right to work state as of a few years ago. So
that's probably better for you now, I would say, isn't it?
Well, you know, I could see I'm actually a union member. They paid for my schooling, and I'm doing my part to, you know, pay them back. What they do with their political stuff is I'm in it for the free market. They offered me the best deal to get schooling, so I took the deal, and I'm going to, you know, do my part to pay them back. But What I wanted to say here is that you guys at InfoWars are carpenters. You guys are carpenters because, like I said, about you have to be honest. Because if you build a building and you're not an honest carpenter, well, the thing's going to fall over, the roof's going to be leaky, your corners aren't going to be square. You can look at it and you can tell. You know, you judge a carpenter by what he builds. And what you guys have built at InfoWars is strong. And you look at the other side, you look at the hacks over at CNN, what they've built is starting to crumble, man. It's all starting to fall.
Yeah, exactly. We're expanding. We're proven more right as the days and years go by. CNN is contracting.
Your journeyman carpenter is building it. And you know, they like to say, this is the thing about carpentry. The architecture hasn't changed since the times of the Greeks and the Romans. Maybe there's some new technology and some bells and whistles, but what we're doing is the same. You know, you can't fake it. It's the same. The same as you guys. Nothing has changed. Oh, it's not like, they say you're making things up. They say you're talking off the seat of your pants, but you're not. And it's the same reason that when I called in, I said the same thing as the other two callers. It's not because we're colluding together. It's because we're jacked in to reality, okay?
Bingo. And I thought that was a great analogy you made there where, yeah, if you're a carpenter and you build a house and that house falls apart, well, you're not going to get any more work and no one's going to trust you. That's CNN right now. InfoWars, on the other hand, we're building a house. We're building it with our bare hands, and it continues to stand despite hurricane after tornado, after tsunami, after monsoon, after everything that we go through. InfoWars still stands. And that's why the analogy that Tyler just made from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, a carpenter, makes so much sense and is actually brilliant. Thank you so much for the call, Tyler. Let's squeeze in Sierra in Illinois. Sierra, what is your state of the union?
Hey, Owen. First of all, step one, you're looking fresh to death, always.
You must have read Roger Stone's Best Dress List.
Yeah, you did, and so did Millie. Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
But I guess the state of the union, I think, for everybody in general, is definitely change. I think that's kind of the key word here. I think that a lot of people are feeling this big frenzied, you know, emotion. People on the left, people on the right, people everywhere. And I think some people will take that feeling and call it fear and call it anger and call it hatred, but some people will call it excitement. But I really think when we get down to it, I think we're all feeling that this world is changing and this country is changing. And if we really keep in mind our goals, we can change for the better. I think that Donald Trump and, you know, the Trump revival, that whole movement is really exciting or scary, depending on who you ask. But I think it's only the beginning. We have to take charge more so individually. Each one of us has to, you know, be a carpenter and build our house together. You know, you don't expect one person to build the whole house of the country. And I think things could change for the worse if we sit down, but if we stand up and work together, I think that things will definitely look up and up and up and up, all the way up to impossible places. I don't even know where we can go as a country, as a world.
No, I think you're right. I think in the changes that we're seeing, we probably thought were impossible. We probably never thought that we could have a president that's one of us in the White House. But here we have Donald Trump, and now the changes are coming. And just like you said, the opposite is freaking out.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12, optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe has been removed from the Bureau just one day after the FBI chief read the secret FISA memo. McCabe's roles in both the Clinton email investigation and Russia probe came into question after it was reported last week that he is named in the four-page memo alleging shocking revelations of collusion and corruption. McCabe's removal comes the day after acting FBI Director Christopher Wray read the FISA memo on Capitol Hill and on the day the House votes on its release. Though McCabe is set to retire sometime in March, the timing of this development is pretty peculiar. One source said McCabe was exercising his retirement eligibility and characterized his decision as stepping aside. And McCabe was even taunted on Twitter by President Trump after news of his retirement broke in December. Trump tweeted, "FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe is racing the clock to retire with full benefits. 90 days to go." Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Making talk radio great again. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
We're going to make America great again, people. Donald Trump's going to bring jobs, and then you're going to have work to do. It's going to be great. Now I'm being shoved and being assaulted here.
We've had some excellent callers today, really just hitting the nail right on the head, making great analogies, speaking for the working class Americans that Nancy Pelosi wants to pretend she represents and then lies about. It's really just amazing that This is our revolution. This is our time. Donald Trump is one of us. He's not perfect. Purists, unfortunately, never win historically. But we are moving the ball forward for our cause and for America. So let's go back to your calls now. Let's go to Elena. She calls in. She's a public school teacher in New York City. Elena, what is your current state of the union?
Unfortunately, not good at all. I've been a little more assertive in my past two emails to my administration, and it was sent to DOE Legal, Thump was sent. The book was accused of sexually abusive to children. I did not share it with children as I had shared with you. It was read by an adult in the school.
What was the name of this book?
Thump. Thump. President Trump's first children's book.
So, you're saying you wanted to read Trump's children's book to the school and they wouldn't let you?
No. I said that when I got the books, I read them and I decided I wasn't going to share them with students, and I had shared them with you because I felt it was very much on our side, so it wouldn't be advisable for me to share them with the children. But then there was an adult that insisted on reading it. So that adult read it, and it's on its way to DOE Legal that it's sexually abusive to children.
Okay. All right. This is absolutely incredible. I mean, all right, here's what I'm going to do. I mean, if that's true, we'd like some documentation of that. So put Elena on hold and somebody see if she can send us some documentation that they are trying to declare the Thump book that we sell at Infowars.com, Infowarsstore.com, is somehow abusive to children. That is something I'd like to look into. Elena has given us some tips in the past about what she deals with up there at the New York Public School, but I gotta get that off air, and we need to vet this out and see what's really going on there. Thanks for the call, Elena. Let's now go to Hotshot, calling in from the other side of the Republic in California. What is your State of the Union, Hotshot?
It is great, and it's moving forward. We've got a couple wonderful things that are going to happen. Number one, stimulus bill. I'm out here in Northern California in Redding, and just last week, we had Interstate 5, $25 million bridge project shut down due to questionable construction. Now, it's going to take the stimulus bill to get this bridge funded again, repaired, whatever its status might be. There's plenty other issues with our infrastructure here in California. California's, you might say, the petri dish for what's going to happen across the nation. This issue with tonight's rebuttal to the presidential State of the Union address, Massachusetts Representative Joe Kennedy III, he's the the grandson of Robert Kennedy, the former U.S. attorney that was assassinated in 1968. I think they picked him over Maxine Waters. I do not think Maxine Waters will speak tonight. She might be there in person, but I doubt we'll hear from her and her impeach 45 stuff. It's just too over the top.
You know, that's interesting because my understanding is Kennedy is going to be giving a speech at, I think it's called like the Damien School or something, in the Boston area. And then Maxine Waters was supposed to give some rebuttal on the BET network. So I think it might be two separate events. I'm trying to figure out myself, but my understanding is it's actually two separate events.
The way I'm reading it here on the National Public Radio website, he will be the speaker for the rebuttal.
But I think he's doing a separate one, though, is what I'm saying.
More than likely. I'm not sure on their logistics with that. The other issue is the Airbnb goings-on against Donald Trump. He needs to do something about these short-term rentals. They are affecting everyone. I have had some serious ramifications from these short-term rentals here in Northern California. Under my understanding, they are under the definition of racketeering. Airbnb, Uber, they don't pay for their medallion. They go out and I know a guy that is an Uber driver that literally kicked two of his passengers out on the side of the freeway just because he didn't want to deal with them anymore.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. There have been multiple stories where a conservative or a Trump supporter gets kicked out of an Uber, or even just a white person now
can
get kicked out of an Uber.
So, and then we have the Airbnb status, where they're going into these communities, setting up housing, or they're using their housing, I should say, and they're not paying transient room tax that goes directly back into the community.
Which is why these landlords now are writing up their leasing agreements to keep people from doing that with Airbnb.
That is excellent. I'm part of what's called keepneighborhoodsfirst.org. They're based out of Los Angeles, and they're spearheading the fight against Airbnb. We're getting somewhere. LA City Council has voted in favor of a few proposals that we've passed out. Let's just hope that keeps moving forward. Back to the stimulus bill. Spread that around. Chicago needs some money. That area is hurting so bad. Let's get some industry going back there again. I think President Trump...
Yeah, no, it's the same thing. I say the same thing about St. Louis. I mean, there's so many boarded up big buildings, manufacturing buildings in downtown St. Louis. There hadn't been any activity in them for years because they ship manufacturing overseas. Same thing with Chicago, a city that I adore. I loved going up to Chicago when I lived in St. Louis. Same deal. All these boarded up old manufacturing buildings just sitting there. Nobody's using them. Let's get them back into working. Same with Baltimore. Let's get these buildings back into actually doing something.
I agree. And another way he could help out the people of the nation is work on repealing these laws that keep people from doing recreational gold panning, going out and just gathering some gold out of their own creek. There is so much.
How dare you?
I hear you, man. It's your criminal digging a creek. Here in California,
you can't pan for gold. You are not allowed to pan for gold. You're not allowed to have a chicken. You're not allowed to have a cow because it might fart. And you're not allowed to grow a plant in the backyard because you might be able to sell it.
You want to drink rainwater? How dare
Don't even
you?
Think about drinking cow milk that you got from your own cow. Is that cow milk legal?
No, man. You guys are doing a great job, Owen. I want to hear some other callers, so I'm gonna cut what I have to say short, but we're moving forward. State of the Union is great. Two words, stimulus bill.
I really want to see something done with the infrastructure. I can't believe that here in America, where we have one of the highest standards of living, maybe not the highest, but for the population, probably the highest. And I can't even get a pothole fixed on a road. Let's go to Shannon in Colorado. Shannon, you've got 80 seconds. What is your state of the union?
Hello, Owen. So glad I could get through today. Just wanted to let you guys know I see the state of the union as unfortunately divided. I am very proud to be part of the spearhead behind you guys that is pushing forward towards our progress and our future. However, again, I see the country is extremely divided.
Yeah, and the problem is, you know, a lot of people say they want Trump to give a speech, and I agree too. I want him to be very unifying, talk about the unification. But the problem is, it doesn't matter what he says. They're still going to call him racist. They're still going to say he's a bigot. And I mean, what can he do to mend that divide? Is there anything he can do?
You know, honestly, I think part of it is also generational. The younger generations do not have the same work ethics the older generations do. The older generation, we're willing to work. The younger ones are not. And then our views are divided as well.
You know what? Let's hold Shannon over for a bit. Because part of me agrees with you, but it's not fair to cast that blanket over all of the younger generations. Because I've had to deal with that myself as a millennial. Will people cast me into the millennials? Well, no. I don't have the same work ethic or beliefs as an average millennial. There are people that work here that are millennials too. So I don't want to say that all young people don't want to work, because some of them have very strong work ethic and they will inherit the future of America. We'll be right back.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free Press needs your help, Frank. You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee. And it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
All right, here we go. We have just gotten State of the Union speech excerpts from the White House. And it is a pretty long bullet point list here. Together we are building a safe, strong, and proud America. We want every American to know the dignity of a hard day's work. We want every child to be safe in their home at night. We want every citizen to be proud of this land that we love. Again, these are excerpts from Trump's State of the Union speech tonight that the White House has shared. Americans love their country and they deserve a government that shows them the same love and loyalty in return. Ooh. Sounds like a little nudge to the Obama and Clinton crime syndicate that's about to be exposed with the release of the memo. We have ended the war on American energy. We have ended the war on clean coal. We are now an exporter of energy to the world. In our drive to make Washington accountable, we have eliminated more regulations in our first year than any administration in history. America is a nation of builders. We built the Empire State Building in just 1 year. Isn't it a disgrace that it can now take 10 years just to get a permit approved for a simple road? These are just some of the bullet point excerpts released by the White House. As we build America's strength and confidence at home, we are restoring our strength and standing abroad. Last year, I pledged, that's President Trump, that we would work with our allies to extinguish ISIS from the face of our earth. 1 year later, I'm proud to report that the coalition to defeat ISIS has liberated almost 100% of the territory once held by these killers in Iraq and Syria. but there is much more work to be done. We will continue our fight until ISIS is defeated. Past experience has taught us that complacency and concessions only invite aggression and provocation. I will not repeat the mistakes of past administrations that got us into this dangerous position. Again, this is from the whitehouse.gov, leaked or shared excerpts of Trump's State of the Union that will be tonight broadcast live at InfoWarsStore.com. We sign off of the War Room here in 10 minutes, and then we pick up our live coverage of the State of the Union probably about half an hour or so before 7 p.m. Central. We'll start the live broadcast, and then we'll go live from the studio. InfoWars.com/show for all of our coverage of Trump's first State of the Union address. And it's all made possible by your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Please take advantage of our specials. And if you support us, we will continue to grow. We will continue to expand in the face of the globalists. All right, what do we got here? Oh, it's Media Matters. Ho, ho, ho. Media Matters. Facebook featured a post from Alex Jones pushing the storm conspiracy theory on a trending topic page. Oh, how dare Facebook let Alex Jones beat the algorithm? How dare Facebook give Alex Jones a platform? How dare they? How dare they? How dare Alex Jones exist? Alex Jones isn't allowed to exist. Alex Jones isn't allowed to report news even though everything he says comes true. Shut him down. Sorry, Media Matters, that Alex Jones continues to kick your ass with none of the funding. See, we get funding from you. Media Matters gets funding from George Soros. So that pretty much sums that up. Real quick, though. U.S. probes Apple over updates that slow older iPhones. You've heard of that story. Now Apple is about to be probed by the Department of Justice and the SEC. Oh, and then on the flip side, you have Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak saying he doesn't believe anything Elon Musk or Tesla says. Why would Wozniak be pitting himself against Musk and Tesla right now? An interesting move from Wozniak there. Maybe pay attention to that one. All right, let's go back to Shannon. I want her to finish up her point about the generational divide in this country. Shannon, make it quick. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, just real quick. It's not a, I don't mean to blanket or include everybody in this, but it's generally true. My biggest thing with the divide also was all of us have been raised under a oppressive government that we knew, even if we voted, it didn't count. It was cheating. It was lying. It was corruption completely. Mm-hmm. My first time I voted was for Trump. I do vote now. Because I feel even on the local levels, it is starting to count. We are starting to get rid of
corruption.
No, and
it's amazing, too, because the Democrats and the media right now are trying to break your cognition, your human cognition, with your own eyes and your own instincts saying, yes, the government is corrupt. Yes, the government is corrupt. And everybody would agree with that. Before Trump, during Trump, everything. Yes, the government is corrupt. You asked these people 5 years ago. Yes, the government is corrupt. The FBI is corrupt. Well, now here's Trump actually exposing the corruption. And they want to ignore it, and the Democrats are telling you, don't believe your eyes, don't believe your instincts, don't believe the facts, just believe us. Just believe us. Just believe Nancy Pelosi, who doesn't even know who the president is or who Devin Nunes is. Thank you for the call, Shannon. But that's what they're doing. They're literally trying to override human cognition so that you trust them, the fake news and the Democrats, more than you trust your own eyes, your own ears, and your own instincts. Let's go to Phil in Florida. Phil, what is your State of the Union?
Good afternoon, Owen. Actually, I've been around for a long time. The first election that I voted in, I voted for Avril Haverman in 1954. So I've seen a lot.
Yeah, that was before my own father was even born.
Well, that I could be your grandfather, couldn't I?
So what else have you...
I don't think my wife would like that.
So what are you saying about all the different elections, all the different State of the Unions you've seen and witnessed? What have you seen from Trump so far that's different? What do you expect from this State of the Union?
This is what I expect. First of all, I got to tell you that like Trump. He's a good man, and so far I believe he's honest. And I like very much most of his domestic policy. His tax policy is good. And there's some things about the Republican policies that I don't like. But in general, he's doing a good job domestically. By the way, it's interesting that the name of Joe Kennedy has come up within the last 24 hours.
Yeah, Joe Kennedy is doing the official Democrat rebuttal to the State of the Union. Maxine Waters is doing her own thing with BET, yeah.
Okay, now I want to explain something to you. Joe Kennedy is the grandson of Joseph Kennedy, the father of Robert and Jack Kennedy. Joseph Kennedy is the man that set up the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, for Franklin Roosevelt. And he set it up so that his friends could make money. It's a rigged game. The market is not going up.
So it was kind of like a modern day net neutrality.
Pardon me?
It sounds like it's a modern day net neutrality where they try to rig the system so that they pick and choose who benefits.
Right. The system, the SEC was rigged years ago and it's still rigged. So it has nothing to do with Trump. But that's neither here nor there. He's still doing a good job economically here. The problem is that the Kennedys represent the domestic interests where they want to make money for the banking interests, so to speak. All wars are banking wars, and it's absolutely very necessary that this swamp be drained, because domestically, obviously, we're a mess. These people are crooks, out-and-out crooks. So that's very good. But what I'm afraid is going to happen is that after these people are arrested, it's going to be a distraction from foreign policy.
Well, it'll be interesting to see just how many people get arrested and how much justice we could actually get with the Clintons and the Obama crime cabal's cornered rats right now. Thank you for the call, Phil. I mean, it's just wild. And, of course, he talks about war being a racket. You have War is a Racket written by General Smedley Butler. I forget what year that was, but that's just a classic must-read book if you want to understand how wars work. Let's get a quick comment from Mackenzie. You've got 30 seconds, Mackenzie. What is your current state of the union?
My current state of the union is that the state of the union is fragile, mainly because we have the Democrats crying to say, oh, Mueller's a good guy. The Russian investigation is real, all this other stuff. But no, they're the ones with the Russians. And we have kids in school who literally believe that CNN's the real news and don't know that it's literally a front for Gulf state dictators to send their money over there to go have their propaganda set up.
No, it's just incredible that these people would brainwash their own children with the propaganda that they're falling for. And then they would take them out to these marches where they curse at you, spit at you, get violent and hate-filled. And that's the type of children they're raising. Well, we got to do something about that. We need to stay classy. So we sign off, but we'll be right back with State of the Union coverage live at InfoWars.com/show. You stay classy, InfoWars.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the InfoWar. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out. please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/